Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Abi Mori Arafela B'meir Chilmechal Arayni Kabaros Mishkabo and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Livracha. We find ourselves today in Perek Mem Gimel of Sefer Yirmiyahu, a 13 pasuk Perek. The first 7 psukim tell us that as we left off yesterday with the people being told by Yirmiyahu, those who were survivors of the Gedaliah ben Achikam situation, not to go to Egypt. They're going to ignore him and go to Egypt. And of course, in Psukim Ches Tiyud Gimel, Yirmiyahu is going to offer a nevuah about Nebuchadnezzar's conquest of Mitzrayim. And of course, that doesn't work out well for the Jews. And so the Psukim begin, Vayikichalos Yirmiyahu ledaber o kol ha'ames kol debrei Hashem Elokeihem, asher shalachu Hashem Elokeihem aleihem yizkor ha'dvar ma'ila. As soon as Yirmiyahu had finished giving them all these words that we talked about yesterday, Vayomer Azariah ben Hoshaya b'yocham ben kereach ha'chon Hashem ha'zeidim, Omer mel Yirmiyahu shekarata medaber. They all got up and they said, "You're telling lies. Lo shlachacha Hashem Elokeinu leimor lo savo Mitzrayim gorsham. You can't be telling the truth." First of all, they thought that if Hashem spoke to Yirmiyahu, it would have been conveyed to him immediately, not several days after he asked, says the Abarbanel. And he says it must be a mistake. So in Pasuk Gimel, he continues, Ki Baruch ben Neria meisis os chabano. They said, Baruch ben Neria is inciting you against us. Baruch sought to become a Navi, but he was unsuccessful. And so he still hoped that in Eretz Yisrael, he would achieve that goal. But in Mitzrayim, he knew that he would have no chance, says the Abarbanel. And so therefore, they blamed Yirmiyahu's nevuah, supposed nevuah, being attached to Baruch Neria, his top Talmud. Right, and but they didn't want him to put his personal needs in front of the Jewish people, and so they said he's leading you astray so that we wind up in the end of the Kasdim and to take us to Babel. They didn't listen. So Yochanan ben Kereach takes all the people who were there, and by Avo Eretz Mitzrayim, they come to the land of Egypt, Kilo Shamu b'kol Hashem, because they didn't listen. And what happened? By Avo ad Tachpan Ches, they came to Tachpan Ches, which is a city in Mitzrayim, says Mitzudas David. So Hashem speaks to him at that point. Hashem speaks to him in Tachpan Ches, and he says to Yirmiyahu, he says, "Kach biyadcha avanim gedolos. I want you to take large stones, right? Uvetamantam bemelat bemelabim asher pesach beisparo b'sachpan Ches. I want you to hide them in the mortar in the framework, which is at the entrance to Paro's house, le'inei anashim Yehudim, in front of the Jewish people. In other words, I want you to envelope them in the mortar in the framework, right? And he says, listen, v'amarta aleihem, and so then you're going to say to the Jewish people, ko amar Hashem tzivakos elokei Yisrael, enoni sholeach v'lakachti es Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadrezzar melech Babel, avdi v'samti kiso mimal avanam ha'ela shatamanti, v'nata es shafriro aleihem. He turns around, he says, look, this is what Hashem says. I'm taking Nebuchadnezzar, and I'm going to put his throne over these stones which I hidden, and he's going to put his royal pavilion over them. He's going to take over. Uva v'hika as Eretz Mitzrayim asher lamavas lamavas asher l'shvi l'shvi asher l'cherib l'cherib, and he should just know he's going to destroy Egypt. Whoever's supposed to die is going to die. Whoever's supposed to be taken captivity is going to be taken into captivity. And I'm going to light a fire in the house of the gods of Mitzrayim, and he's going to burn them and capture them. And in other words, he's going to burn the temples housing the gods of Egypt down. He's going to carry off the idols of gold and silver. According to Radak, maybe he'll even take their people in that situation. He's going to wrap up Egypt like a shepherd wraps up his garment, right? And he's going to leave there in peace, and others are going to take all of the plunder and leave with the stuff over his shoulder. It's going to go very easy for him. He's going to destroy the monuments of Beit Shemesh, those who the Mizbachot, for the people who converted in the days of Chizkiah, who went there, I'm going to destroy them. I'm going to destroy the gods of Egypt and burn them in fire. And that is going to be something that's going to happen, and there's nothing you're going to do to stop it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to continue with this series of Nebuos when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.